Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already April 8th and 9th, depending on when you're listening to this. We've had the home opener for the Red Sox on Monday earlier this week, and we had the home opener for the Fisher Cats on Thursday. Of course, we were blessed with that snowstorm last Friday into Saturday, so the SEA Road Race, part of the Capital Race Series, was shifted from April 1st to April 2nd. That was not an April Fool's joke, and that was really a good decision because we got a better turnout, and the weather was great on Sunday, April 2nd. Upcoming, the next and third race in the Capital Race Series is Friday, April 21st. That'll be at the NHGI campus. It's a Friday night race, 6 o'clock, so hope all my running friends turn up. And remember, even if you're not registered for the entire Capital Air Race Series, you can still register for the individual races. So the next one will be Friday, April 21st. That's also the day, Friday, April 21st, of the Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire annual membership meeting. So it's quite relevant that today I have with me the Director of Professional Relations, Eleanor Vienne, longtime employees, worked with me for many, many years, over a quarter century at Northeast Delta Dental. Eleanor Vienne. Eleanor, thank you for joining me this weekend.
It's my pleasure, Tom.
And are we ready for the annual meeting?
We are.
Awesome sauce. So that's great. But today we want to talk about April being Child Abuse Prevention Month, and along with several other Delta Dental member companies, we have implemented a child abuse prevention and educational program. So let's start there and talk about PANDA, which of course is the famous acronym which stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness.
Thank you, Tom. Well, as you mentioned, all Delta Dental plans have a child abuse prevention program in some form or another. And since 1992, Northeast Delta Dental has formulated these programs in each of the three states we cover, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. And these are educational programs geared towards dental professionals to help them recognize the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect, what their reporting responsibilities are, and to whom to make those reports. New Hampshire Technical Institute is one of the places where I make these presentations to the dental hygiene and dental assisting students. They've incorporated the program into their curriculum, so these students are well prepared to go out in the public and do their part for preventing child abuse and neglect.
Awesome. Now, of course, the PANDA is we're a member of an overall coalition which consists of several organizations. So why don't you talk about our partners?
Certainly. And when we formulated the program in New Hampshire, we called upon stakeholders in New Hampshire, such as the New Hampshire Dental Society, the state of New Hampshire's Department of Health and Welfare for the Children and Youth Services, the New Hampshire Task Force for Prevention of Child Abuse and Neglect at that time. That's what it was called. Now it's under the auspices of the New Hampshire Charitable Trust, the New Hampshire Technical Institute, the Dental Hygiene and Dental Auxiliaries Departments, as well as the Dental Assistance Association. So we have had all stakeholders involved in formulating the program, and they continue with their support.
Now, the law states, RSA 169C, the Child Protection Act, that any person who has reason to suspect their child under the age of 18 has been abused and or neglected must make a report to the Division for Child, Youth, and Family Services, a.k.a. DCYF, and that phone number is 800-894-5533. That's 800-894-5533. Why are hygienists and dentists in a good position to see this? And do they have any concerns? Let's say they think, they make their best judgment that maybe there's been some neglect, whether that be baby bottle syndrome or something like that. And if ultimately it's proven not to be the case, there can't be any backlash, correct?
Correct. They're protected by law. And the law states that if you make a report in good faith, then you're free from civil or criminal liability. And in fact, the law takes it one step further. If it is ever found that a professional who knew that this child abuse or neglect was taking place and did not report it, if that was ever proven in court, they could be fined and they could serve jail time for it too. So the state takes this very seriously in that they're saying that everyone shall make a report. Anyone shall make a report if they suspect child abuse or neglect. But there are mandated reporters, and dental professionals are included in that mandated reporter group.
And we know from statistics that 65% of injuries suffer occur in the head and neck area, which, of course, are areas where dental professionals would routinely examine on a cleaning or an office visit. So it seems to make a lot of sense.
Yes, it does. And the program helps the professional determine the difference between an accidental injury or an injury that was inflicted under abuse. So a child could have a bump or a bruise, and it could be an accidental injury, but there are signs and symptoms that, all taken into account, indicate that child abuse or neglect has probably happened. We also like to stress in the program that you're reporting your suspicions only to the authorities. You aren't making an accusation. You've taken this information, you've made your observations, and you're reporting your concerns to the proper authorities. It is up to them to make a decision as to whether or not the abuse has taken place, and it's up to them to intervene with the family.
What about neglect, or maybe through lack of education, something like baby bottle syndrome? First of all, why don't you explain what that is, and then maybe get into neglect.
Okay, well, baby bottle tooth syndrome or early childhood caries are caused because the parents, again, are likely uneducated and don't realize that they shouldn't be putting the baby down with a bottle of anything but water. Juice and milk have acid in them, and it causes wear to the enamel, which ultimately can lead to decay. As far as that relates to dental neglect, that would be when a diagnosis has been made that this child has this problem, that has the decay, has the baby bottle syndrome, and the parents willfully neglect to follow through with recommended treatment for that child. That is the definition of dental neglect that can and should be reported.
Great. Now, when you go visit offices, I know in addition to, you mentioned you obviously visit NHCI, which has a hygienist program. I'm assuming you may be doing like lunch and learns with dental office staff that may not be as familiar with until you finish with the RSA 169. So how does that work?
I can go to the offices on their request, or I can reach out to them if questions have been asked from staff, and offer, it's a free time for them. I would go at their convenience, either at their lunch staff meeting, if they had an early morning staff meeting, or after hours staff meeting, and present the program to them. We have developed written materials as well as a video, and the video is very helpful in recognizing the difference between an accidental injury and an intentional injury. It shows examples of those types of injuries. So we present those programs, and it is an eye-opener for staff as well as the dental professionals, because the staff are also an important part. They are often the first ones to see the patients that are brought into the office when they're registering for their appointment.
And I know you also have a table, for example, at yesterday's Delta Dental Plan of Vermont annual meeting in Stowe, you'll have a table explaining PANDA. So we generally, a lot of dentists congregate at our annual meeting. And, of course, as I mentioned, upcoming on April 21st at the Holiday Inn is New Hampshire annual membership meeting. And as well there, many dentists congregate. So that gives you an opportunity as well.
It certainly does, and it's a great opportunity because even though we have many, many long-time participating member dentists and their staff, there are new people always coming on that maybe aren't aware of this program, and it gives me the opportunity to make them aware and offer that service of going to the office and doing the lunch and learn presentation.
Now, I know these beautiful bears, which are the symbol of the PANDA program, which again stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. After the office completes their training with you, do they get a certified bear? Is that how it works?
I actually bring a couple of the little bears with me, and we have a raffle, and the winner of the raffle wins the bear. They also have the opportunity to do what we call adopting a panda, and they can do that by contacting me, and I will send them a panda bear for a donation of $15, which goes directly back into the program and helps us pay for the printed materials as well.
And we, of course, in addition to the overall company funding the PANDA program, we have a Carpenter golf tournament, Dr. Thurston Carpenter golf tournament this fall. And if anybody's interested in that, they can contact Kathleen Gleason at 223-1317. And dollars raised at that golf tournament go towards our foundation, which then in turn supports the PANDA program. So if you were to summarize, when you go to an office and do it either through a lunch and learn or through some other process, what's one thing that surprised you? It sounds like you obviously there's turnover in the office, like any organization. So you constantly are re-educating as new employees in the dental office team start. Correct.
Correct. We give an overview of the program. I distribute the written materials, we watch the video, and then we open it up for discussion. And in the discussion points, it is an aha moment, like, oh, I'm responsible. I can make a report, and I should make a report. I don't need anyone's permission. I can make a report of my suspicions to the proper authorities without fear of consequence.
Okay, and that phone number is 1-800-894-5533, and Eleanor is referring to RSA 169C. Okay, we'll return with more of Eleanor Vienne, our Director of Professional Relations. Please stay tuned after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio this weekend, April 8th and 9th, depending on when you're listening to this. Want to put a big shout out to all my running friends. Who showed up for the SCA Road Race on Sunday, April 2nd. We moved it from Saturday the 1st to April 2nd. And then upcoming, the next race of the Capital Area Race Series is Friday, April 21st. And that will be at the NHI campus after work, which is at the gun will go off at 6 o'clock. April 21st is also the date of the Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire annual meeting. So Eleanor and I will be all dressed up for that, and then we'll get into our running and walking stuff, and then go ahead and do the road and walking race on April 21st. We've also just completed the Delta Dental Plan of Vermont annual meeting, which happened to be at the Stowe Flake in Stowe, Vermont this year, and that's, again, an opportunity for us to educate our dentists. So I want to spend a few more minutes on PANDA, which again is our program that stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. And then I'm going to segue into an exciting new program that you've heard Dr. Shannon Mills talk about, you've heard Heather Brown talk about, you've heard Dr. Randy Tillman talk about, you've heard Dr. Mitch Carey talk about, you've heard the CEO of Provisor, Carl Loeb, talk about. So by now, everybody hopefully has heard about health through wellness powered by Provisor, but we'll get into that in a bit. So, Eleanor, as we give out the contact information, which again is 1-800-894-5533, again, I want you to kind of generally explain the program, and that any dental professional who thinks that a child under age 18 has been abused or has been neglected, you know, they should feel comfortable making the contact if it's done, with an informed way, and there's nothing to worry about.
That's correct. All people in New Hampshire, including the mandated reporters such as the professionals, dental professionals, shall make a report to the state regarding any suspicions they might have about a child being neglected or abused. And the phone number that we have given is for regular hours. I wanted to make sure that we put in a note about if you see something after hours and it's an emergency situation, certainly do call your local police department and make that report if the child's in imminent danger.
That's a good clarification. Thank you. And the partners in this program, in addition, of course, to ourselves, Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire and our foundation, the New Hampshire Dental Society, the state of New Hampshire Department of Health and Welfare, the New Hampshire NHTI, New Hampshire Dental Hygienists Association, and the New Hampshire Dental Assistance Association. And you heard how Eleanor goes over to NHTI and does educational segments there in addition to dental offices in our annual meetings. So, dental insurance, as you know, Eleanor, since you're the, we call our historian and have seen dental insurance evolve. It's very exciting, actually. One size no longer fits all. It used to be that the most dental plans had, you know, two cleanings in a calendar year or two cleanings in a 12-month period. And pretty typically, plans would be $180.50 with a $1,500 max or a $1,000 max, which basically means 100% preventative, 80% for certain types of procedures, and 50% for things like crowns. And so for years, Eleanor, people would tease us, oh, dental insurance hasn't changed in 50 years. But we know that with our Health Through a Wellness program, we now are customizing dental plans, and it's really exciting. So let me, from sort of the ground, explain what happened. So recently I went in to my dentist. I had my cleaning. They go through, in the operatory, they have a little computer there. They go through a series of, it may have taken 5 minutes, different types of questions. I then got a printout of my score, which was a 3. You can get a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. And because it was a 3, anything 3, 4, or 5, she was able to schedule me for an additional cleaning, and she applied adult fluoride varnish right there and then. It was so exciting to see a CEO of the company, to see the vision actually, you know, in practice. So just tell us in general, Eleanor, how that program, which is called Health Rural Wellness, powered by Provisor, which is the software company that we bought, that was really formed by not just venture capitalists, but also some guru dentists like Dr. John Martin, who put the rubric together and so forth. Tell us in general how that's going, how you have to educate not only the dental offices, but then we have to make sure our employers who have Delta dental coverage understand it. And then the last leg of the triangle is to making sure that the employees of the employer understand that they have this brilliant new coverage.
Well, we have two full-time employees who are dental hygienists themselves, who are the voice and face of the Health Through Oral Wellness program for Northeast Delta. They reach out to our dentist offices in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, whether they participate or not, because we know that patients do go to non-participating dentists as well as participating dentists. They educate the offices. They'll stop in and do lunch and learns with the office staff. We even spring for lunch during those presentations. And they go through the program step by step. What exactly does the office have to do to get themselves the capability of doing these risk assessments that you referenced, Tom, the list of questions that identify areas of concern or not for a patient as far as their oral health goes, and the report that's generated from the results of that risk assessment that then can qualify the patient for additional customized preventive benefits that are based on their risk score of 3, 4, or 5. The hygienists are out there doing these lunch and learns. They're pretty well solidly booked until May at this point, right through to May in the beginning of June. So it's a very popular program that's very anticipated by dental offices. They will stop in the area where they're making these lunch and learns, these scheduled appointments, and stop in and introduce themselves to other practices within the area so that they have the opportunity to hear about the program and perhaps schedule a lunch and learn.
And it's so popular, we actually got permission from our board of directors to hire a third. I know Eleanor did all of that hiring, and we'll get this new person trained up. So if anybody is listening to this and they're a Delta Dental subscriber or a purchaser, a group of ours, or a dentist, and you maybe for some reason you haven't heard of this program, do call us at area code 603-223-1000 and ask for Eleanor herself or Krista, which is one of the hygienists, you know, that was referenced. This program, Health, Rural Wellness, or HOW, is actually powered by a software company or a software program called Previsor. So about a year ago, we purchased Previsor Corporation. They're actually located in the state of Washington area, but we have a local office here at 2 Delta. And we bought the company quite candidly to make sure that we kept the software up to date and we could continue to keep it state of the art. So it's been kind of exciting because in addition to having the local program, Health, Rural Wellness, that Eleanor is leading, you know, with Krista and Karen and a third RDH that hygienist who we just hired, we're also selling the concept, if you will, to other Delta member companies. And we already have five or six other Delta companies across the country that have seen the vision that we've seen and are adopting it. So it must be pretty exciting.
It is. To see the growth of this program is very rewarding, and to know that people are going to get the care that they need and it's going to be covered. Sometimes they don't always want to follow the dentist or hygienist recommendations, and it also helps that these additional benefits are covered under the HOW program if they have that high risk score. So We're committed to improving oral health throughout our communities, and this is one way that we do it.
And Eleanor makes a great point in that, you know, if you get that risk assessment score of 3, 4, or 5, most Delta programs, with the exception of our individual products, in which we will add to DeltaDentalCoversMe.com in the next year or two. But if your dental is through your employer and they have Northeast Delta Dental just a couple of exceptions, you probably have the HOW or Health, Rural Wellness program. So ask your dentist about it. Most of our dentists have an understanding of it now, but we continue to occasionally find pockets of dentists who don't have it. But the key is that it's evidence-based. So if you need that third cleaning, if you do need that adult fluoride varnish, for example, that was applied to my teeth, and hopefully there are no smokers out there, but if someone smokes, we'll actually also pay for tobacco cessation counseling, mm-hmm. And we pay for nutrition counseling. And yes, for you employers out there, there is in the first year or two of a program, obviously since there's more preventative-based benefits that we're paying for, it'll increase costs a little bit, but we've learned through a pilot with one of our major groups that over 3 to 5 years, it ends up being, you know, claims cost neutral. So it's the best of both worlds. It's mission sensitive, as Eleanor described, in that it's evidence-based oral health benefits for your employees. But over the long run, 3 to 5 years, it's cost neutral. So to me, you can't beat that, Eleanor, right? I mean, if we need a third cleaning, it's better oral health for us, for all the citizens of New Hampshire. And how many times have you heard me say, Eleanor, without good oral health, you can't have good overall health? How many times do you think in your career you've heard me say that?
At least a million times.
There you go.
It is a motto.
So now we put our money where our mouth is, because I'd rather pay for the additional cleanings and the other preventative benefits if in the long run that'll retain your teeth. So it's really exciting. Eleanor leads that program. In fact, I'm at the annual meeting coming up in New Hampshire, which is at the Holiday Inn on Friday, April 22nd, around 12:30. We start. One of the hygienists, Karen, is actually going to do an educational segment, another opportunity to educate our dentists. So, Eleanor, you've done a terrific job today explaining the PANDA program, how that all fits in. You've also explained the Health, Rural Wellness program. In addition, you keep all of our trains running in the professional relations department. So thank you for that, too.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
All right. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with another guest. Please stay tuned, and I will talk to you next weekend. Thank you.